We're here. We're ready. Let's go again. Okay, how we doing?
Well, we don't know if you heard any of it the
first
time.
Don't give a shit. Let's pretend like it never existed.
It never fucking happened. So Jason, the nasty fuck, is back from the Rona, and we haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Yes.
So we're resuming. We'll be probably recording every, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday for the time being. Who the fuck knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
But let's go back to my asshole of the week. I've got one.
First, let's tell the kids about my corona.
Let's
in
do
case
that.
You're wondering, in case you've never seen the first 10 minutes of this the second time. Anyways, so I had a bad cough. I had the didn't have the sore throat, had a slight temperature, had the shits. Forgot to tell you about the shits earlier.
You had the shits?
The shits were pretty rocking.
I never heard that.
Body aches for 4 or 5 days. My lungs are still feeling fucked up. I am now Rona free, but this will last for a while. So I will say, mask the fuck up, kids, because it sucks. It's not the worst thing ever. I lived, but then again, I had it good apparently. So, you know, I was surprised. I expected the worst, being old fatty 40-year-old over here is just ready to go down with the Rona.
With the sugars and everything?
Yeah, with the sugars and everything.
Is that the back of your mind ever?
Oh, hey,
this thing's
going to
fucking kill me.
Time.
I'm going to die.
Especially at first. You know, and then like maybe 5-6 days in when you read like most people at that point, they're really starting to go south and I'm just staying about the same. Still sucks, but like,
right.
But like, all right, I can make it. You know, and then when I started coming out of the bend, then I didn't have any worries about it at all, but. Yeah, there was a rough, you know, in between like age or day 2 and 5, you know, when you just walk up the stairs, you're like,
you thought you were
going
to die.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, just don't fucking feel right. Your whole body hurts. It just nonstop hurt, nonstop headache.
You know, I want to know what the fuck is up with this fucking vaccine. The first one that's coming out, I think it's the Pfizer one.
First off, are you taking it?
Am I? Yeah, I'm taking it.
Yeah, fuck. I'm taking it. I mean, everybody's like, no, I'm not taking it. Like,
it has to be transported and stored at minus 70 degrees.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that going to feel like going into your fucking veins?
Minus 70. Wouldn't it just be frozen?
Minus 70. No, this doesn't freeze, apparently. But it has to be stored at minus.
We're watching the Tyson fight, and it looks like old Logan Paul or Lance Paul or something Paul fucking must have knocked Nate Robinson the fuck out.
Out cold. He was down twice now.
Poor guy. All right, anyways.
But what the fuck kind of medicine has to be stored at minus? Who has a freezer that goes to minus 70 degrees? How the fuck is it going to get here? There's nothing on a plane.
Dry ice and shit, right?
Liquid nitrogen, maybe?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. I feel
but
like
how is a truck
going to
get it here? There's no fucking such thing as a truck that has minus 70
you
degrees.
You make it. Operation Warp Speed, man. This is what we do.
I don't know,
we're Americans. We're out there making vaccines and shit. We're getting this economy going. Fuck this. You ain't closing Home Depot.
No. See, I'm taking it, but it's not even going to be offered to me for fucking months and months. You know what I mean?
Nah, us poor people. That was the, you know, and that's one of those things you do think when you got the vid. I'm thinking, here we go. Fucking Donald Trump, 75-year-old ass. He got that baby fetus tissue right off the bat and was cured in like a week. He's like, I feel like I'm 20 years younger. And he's probably not fucking lying because he ate babies.
He never lies.
No, why would he lie? So anyways, I'm thinking the whole time, like, I don't get this. I'm going to have to go break in someone's fucking house and bite the pecker off a baby in order to get healed. And, you know, they get weird about that when you do that.
Wait, so, I just want to see this punch real quick before we go on, because he was knocked the fuck out. Oh, that's the one. Right in the temple.
Was
down
it?
He goes.
That ducking shot?
Yeah, but he got him in the temple.
He's
it always hurts in the temple.
This fucking goof said he's going to fight Conor McGregor and stuff. Look at this big looping hit.
Oh, that's the one.
I mean, he's not he doesn't have bad shots or anything, but he's not going to beat anyone worth a shit.
No, he's not a good boxer. Fuck him. My rule of boxing, not MMA, but boxing is one simple rule, and it's never failed me. Never bet on the white guy.
Yeah, it is usually a pretty consistent
in
bet.
In boxing, it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, fucking back in the heyday, you know, I put a couple dollars on Jerry Cooney and fucking donated.
Oh, Jerry Cooney.
Every fight he's ever fucking done. Yeah, never bet on the white guy. Remember.
I definitely agree with you there. Hey, let's see if this works. See how you're looking that way?
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't work.
Oh.
That didn't work at all. And this is called Video Production Live, guys.
See, Alex said he was going to be in bed. I'm glad you're up, Alex.
There you
got
go.
A little bourbon in front of you.
Now,
you
the felching's backwards, but you're facing me. So which would you rather have?
Yeah,
the backwards
it's got
felching?
That weird mirror angle, you know?
Or facing someone else.
You can see this. Right here.
What'd you say about Alex?
He told me, he goes, I can't listen tonight. I'll be in bed. Well, he's not in bed. He's fucking
he's
wide awake.
He's fucking bed. What is he, 10?
7.5. Oh, age. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't take him for a 10. Even though we talked about it, we think Alex probably has a hog.
I think Alex has a giant dick.
I don't know how long it is, but I feel like it's going to be thick like those calves.
His fucking calves are this fucking, if you guys don't know Alex, his fucking calves are this fucking big. I think he's got a fucking horse cock.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think so, too.
And I think he fucking comes out of the shower and that thing just fucking hangs. I think, Alex, my friend, I think you have a giant dick.
And you know what else I think? It's absolutely useless because he's not using it. So let's move on.
I think.
You and your big useless dick.
I think he's got not only a big dick, I think he's got big, heavy, low-hanging balls.
Oof.
I think he's got the whole fucking package.
As much as he burps, I feel like his balls burp.
But I think he's got a total fucking loafro going down there.
Definitely a loafro.
I don't think he's ever trimmed it or anything, but I think he's got a monster dick.
You know, loafro, that reminds me. We both do the Uber thing. I haven't done passengers in a long time, but I did passengers in the past. And I'll tell you what I've done before. People leave their phones in there, right?
Yeah. So you take a picture of your cock and you say, hey,
no,
I found your phone.
I haven't done that. But I do look through their pictures as I'm driving to their house.
Isn't everybody locked? Don't they all lock their
A lot
phones?
Of times you can get them to unlock it because they need you to unlock it to get their address or get their friend's phone number and shit like that. I've had them unlock it twice where I just had to unlock it for whatever reason. And then after it was unlocked, I'm like, well, let's see what's going on here. You know, I'm driving down the street looking at their pictures.
You ever find any pussy pictures or dick pictures?
I've only found two phones, and both of them, there was definitely nudes on both of them. They were both in Clifton. But just the sad nudes in this one was the best.
Tell me.
They were just, it was the girl's phone. So the guy was sending her his pictures and he would be on like, he'd be like in this like old rowboat naked with his leg thrown over the end and his just sad hairy penis just hanging out. And he was just kind of like that.
That boyfriend
like that,
probably?
Yeah. This like dirty, skinny, hairy looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, and just sad hair everywhere, and he had just the most mediocre little penis, and he's just hanging out on this fucking boat looking depressed. It was the weirdest shit ever.
And
then
nudes
the pictures,
of her?
Yes, same thing. And not with the boat involved, but she would just be like in the bedroom, and she was that skinny, fat, weird look, and just this big, massive, hairy bush. And it was the most depressing porn. Like, it's not what you want to look. When you're just looking through a stranger's phone, looking at their nudes, you're hoping for some good shit.
See, now,
you
know back in the day when I was at the club, what we would do, and we would find dozens of phones every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know? We would either, A, find the really good phones and then take our SIM card out and bogart the phone, take it, you know what I mean? Or if it was a shitty phone, we all would go in the bathroom and take pictures of our cocks and assholes. And then they call and say, hey, do you find a phone? Yeah, we do. But there's no face in it.
Yeah, well, of course.
But she's going to fucking open up that thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be a whole bunch of dicks and assholes. I mean, fucking, we were putting the phones right up to our buttholes and taking pictures of it. I mean, you lose your phone, you pay a price.
Yeah,
you know?
But I do feel like that, as an Uber driver, is going to get back to Uber somehow, and I'm going to get declassified.
What are they going to do? Check your asshole and see if it fits?
No, but I mean, I imagine they're just going to trust the customer and say, we got a million Uber drivers. This guy can't drive for us anymore. He's showing pictures of his butthole to
it
people.
It wasn't me. It was not me.
Well, you can say it all you want.
It's like in that movie Porky's. You know, they wanted to do a dick lineup for the guy who stuck his cock through the hole. Lady said, it's got a mole on it. I can identify that dick.
Yes.
We can do here. Uber. Take a
I'm
peek
just saying
at my
Uber's
asshole.
Not going to care. They're not going to look into that much. They're just going to be like, get rid of this guy. We're not even going to take a chance at it.
Well, then I'll say the only reason I did it is because she puked all over my back seat.
And I'm just guessing the guy that's taking pictures of his butthole isn't going to come with a lawsuit later at Uber trying to get his fucking Uber job back. So,
well, then I say, you know what I say to the girl then? As much as I'm a dick, I say, hey, you sure you want to get me fired? I kept copies of these motherfuckers.
See, I'd rather just look at the picture and throw it out to the phone, the guy, and laugh at it, look at his sad penis and
big
move on with life.
Thing.
Oh, it was real gross. But I do enjoy some Uber. I did it all day today. And the west side of Cincinnati is just, it's a shithole, man. And I know you live out there. And let me preface this by saying there are two west sides of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
There's where you're at, That one's it's all right. That reminds me of the East Side, really.
Yeah.
And then there's Price Hill and all that area.
Well, that part's a shithole.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is the East Side don't have a shithole part of the East Side. It's just the East Side. It's all basically like where you're at.
I've been to fucking Amelia.
Amelia's not a shithole. It's just a hillbilly town. And by the time you're all the way out there, we're talking compared, you're in basically Indiana if you're going West Side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm talking about just the West Side of Cincinnati.
Well, where I live is fine.
Yes.
Western Hills and most of Delhi is fine. It's all families
but
and
man,
shit.
Man, just going up that
Price Hill, the Incline District, that's a fucking
Jesus
toilet.
Jesus Christ. I was going up there today and I just see this junkies going down the street doing the fucking Price Hill shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, eye closed, gonna fall.
Yeah, those heroin guys that won't fall over.
They stay up somehow. Yeah. Oh, it was great. I'm fucking dying. I love driving
Price Hill's
over there,
a dump.
But I usually just drop something off and then get the fuck out.
Yeah, up Warsaw Avenue, that's a toilet.
What's
too.
The now? That's another thing. You really get to see the shitty neighborhoods because I'm not picky, man. I'll drop your food off wherever you live. I don't really give a fuck. And yesterday I went to English Woods.
Ooh,
that neighborhood has a little bit of a reputation. Let's just
say it does.
And I don't think I'm very welcome over there. But I didn't have any issues. I've yet to have any issues anywhere. I've been to Winton Terrace twice. I've never had issues there.
When I was delivering fucking bread for Butternut, right when I left the club before I came to my current job, I was one of the bigger guys there, and that's the route they gave me.
Yeah,
I had fucking Winton Terrace. Okay, there was two stores in Winton Terrace. One of them I was not allowed to go in.
That one at the very beginning?
Yes. I wasn't allowed to go in that after 11 a.m. They told me.
A.m.
A.m. If you're going to be late after 11 a.m., don't go in there.
What the fuck happens at 11 a.m.? That's early.
Apparently, everybody that goes there and delivers after 11 a.m., you can just count on your truck getting robbed.
No. Okay.
They're going to steal all your shit.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty fucking shit route. I mean, made a lot of money. But I had the fucking bad neighborhoods. Now, those people don't fucking, you know, they never bothered me. I never bothered them.
What do you mean by those people?
I mean the poor people that live in my neighborhood where I had. That what I'm saying is they didn't bother me.
It's
I
hard
didn't
to pick words
them.
These days.
It is, really.
Yeah, you can get caught
because,
up
because, oh, that fucker's a racist. They were every color. They were just.
Mostly black. We're talking Winton Terrace?
No, I'm talking about I went all the way up through Avondale.
Oh,
I was
okay,
into parts of St. Bernard that weren't real nice.
No, Cincinnati's weird, though. You'll go in through nice areas and then shit and then nice and shit again. I mean, every couple turns, you're in
to me, the weirdest city is Norwood because you can go into that Kroger on Norwood. Everything's brand new. It looks real nice. You drive a half a block up the road and you're in shitville.
Well, it's just white trash shitville.
That's
too.
What
it's
it
just,
is.
There's something about Norwood. I've always got a kick out of making fun of Norwood. It's just. The East Side's white trash kind of area.
Right.
That's not really the East Side. I guess it's a little bit north of Cincinnati. It's a city in itself somehow, but no one claims it. Well, we know one guy that claims it, Alex, our old mixed martial arts buddy that used to work at the casino.
Yeah.
He'll claim Norwood for life. If you have anything to say about it, he'll meet you behind, I think, the Taco Bell at Norwood and beat the shit out of you.
Really?
Maybe it was the Gold Star. I don't remember. He's always threatening to kick people's ass behind a certain restaurant in Norwood.
Well, I'll tell you, Norwood's a weird fucking place, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, you drive 5 minutes this way, you're in Oakley, and you're in Hyde Park, you know, you're close to everything cool.
It's kind of like Cincinnati's version of Newport and Covington if they were combined.
Right.
You know, because it's about that same size of Newport and Covington combined, and, you know, those two are the same kind of way. You got some cool shit in Covington, and then you just got some, ugh.
Yeah, most of the Covington is, ugh. Yeah. But now Newport's got some really cool shit in it, but you know what's weird about you're fucking going through Covington, you drive up and down those neighborhoods like over towards Madison and all that, and the houses are like literally right on top of each other, and you get this weird fucking feeling like, you know, I hate all these fucking people here. I hate to say it that way.
No, I don't.
But it's like that's where they used to have all the massage parlors. I swear to God what I'm about to tell you is a fact. There was a bunch of titty bars that used to be open, a couple of them here, a couple of them there. Little tiny ones. I'm talking, you know, the size of a fucking...
Yeah, Covington titty ones.
Small house.
Covington titty barns.
My buddies and I were having a bachelor party for one of my friends. We walked into the first one. Swear to God, a brass rail, it was called. Not brass ass, brass rail. We walked in, and in the, you know, you get your table dances normally at a respectable titty bar. You get a couch dance or a table dance right in front of you, or you can go back into the VIP room area, and you can get the good ones. She walked up to my buddy and said, hey, you want to dance? And he said, yeah. Now, the girl looked a little bit like me. You know, she was nothing to fucking brag about, but we were all drunk, and fuck yeah, I'm going to get a dance. Takes him in the back. says, do you want the $10 dance or the $20? He said, well, give me the $20. Swear to God. Her friend, she whispers in her friend's ear. Her friend watches the little curtain to make sure that no bouncers are coming. She drops to her knees and sucks his dick in front of everybody. That's the $20.
Jesus.
People getting dances right here. And she's on her knees sucking this guy's dick.
Well, they don't fuck around in those little shithole titty barns.
It's like, you probably would have got a handy for
$20. $20. Christ, that's really cheap.
But, I mean, I guess she split it with her friend. Her friend was watching the door. There was a little curtain.
$10? So she did it for $10 because she's splitting it with a friend.
You went the 10 or the 20. I'll take the 20. She whispered in her friend's ear. Her friend watched the door. She drops right to her fucking knees with 20 guys getting dances and sucks his dick.
I paid $10 today for a medium Arby's roast beef and fry and a Diet Coke.
Could have got your dick sucked.
And I could have got my dick sucked for that $10, or I could have sucked a dick for $10. Either one, I could not imagine. Neither of these would be possibilities. That's
insane.
If
those were my two options, I choose getting sucked over sucking.
Well, you know, everybody's got their thing. Whatever. Hey, look, Mike Tyson got a face tattoo.
He's always had that face
tattoo. I know,
but
it's great.
So, yeah, bottom line is, you know, that's the thing about Cincinnati. It's so fucking weird. In Arizona, where I'm from, you know where the bad parts of town are?
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't on top of each other. Here, you can literally drive 5 miles, you can go through great neighborhood, shithole.
Yeah.
Starting in Hartwell and going through Wyoming into Woodlawn, around the corner to fucking Lincoln Heights and getting fucking killed because the police don't even go there anymore.
I don't blame them.
You know, I'm not ragging on my town. I live here. But everybody that lives and breathes Cincinnati, like, greatest fucking place in the world, I just don't get it.
So, yeah, I don't really. I mean, I don't mind Cincinnati. It's fine, but
that's what I'm saying.
Special
it's
about
fine,
it.
But it's nothing I'm going to fucking stake my reputation on and everything else, you know?
No.
I'm from the fucking Natty, dude.
Well, we're not from the streets, man. There's no reason. I don't have any pride where I'm at.
I can claim I'm from the streets. Do I have to be fucking poor to claim I'm from the streets? I'm from the fucking streets.
No, you're not from the streets, man.
Streets of fucking Coleraine.
Coleraine's weird. I feel like everywhere I drive, I went to Fairfield yesterday and the guy said his kid went to Coleraine. Just how big's this fucking district? I feel like Coleraine's pretty much all of the northwest side.
It's Northwest Local School District.
Jesus Christ, it's a
but
big
there's,
one.
There's
they just can't, they shouldn't be able to brag about their football teams. If you got that big of a
not
fucking
anymore.
Area.
Well, no, not anymore. No,
ever,
no, no, no.
Ever.
No, but that's not the only high school. You got Northwest High School there. LaSalle is right there.
Yeah, but all the good football players go to fucking Coleraine.
Yeah, but actually this year they had a tough year, man.
That's what I mean. They get the cherry picked. It's not like some schools that just have a little area.
I think
that's
they lost
impressive.
Two or three games this year. So, Brittany, a dick is, if you want to know what a dick is, talk to Alex. He'll probably send you a picture because I know for a fact he's got a fucking giant horse cock on him.
Yeah, I still don't know.
I think he does, man.
Yeah.
He's got a giant head.
He does have a giant head.
His calves are this fucking big, people.
His calves are ridiculous.
If you put your hands around his calves, there's no way your fingers could touch.
See, that's what I imagine. I imagine Alex having a gigantic base to his dick, like his calves kind of, but then it goes down and it's just normal looking. It's nothing, no, not big, just has a giant base.
I
Which
don't think so.
Maybe that could work for some girls, you know what I mean?
I think he's got a big, giant, low-hanging motherfucker with a big apple on the end of it.
Yeah, I think his base is like a Foster's can, but it goes down to a little King's. You know, I think that's how I imagine his dick.
And the head's like a Mickey's Big Mouth. I guarantee.
A Mickey's Big Mouth.
I'm telling you, he's got a big dick. There's no way he doesn't. I know he does. And I'm proud of you for it, Alex. Now you need to just use it a little bit. I want some girl to come in limping and saying, yeah, I was with Alex last night.
Yeah, she fucking limping and got a headache from his massive laughs.
He bored me out.
Oh, so you had an asshole of the week.
I got an asshole of the week, and it pisses me off.
Well, let's well, not that.
Oh, no, don't do that one. It's time. You know, me coming up with an asshole of the week this week was very, very fucking easy. As soon as I heard it, I went, oh my God, not only asshole of the week, I'd give this motherfucker asshole of the, at least the month. The mayor of Denver, Colorado, Michael D. Hancock.
Not okay. Even a superhero.
The day before Thanksgiving, this motherfucker gets on TV and he says, hey, to my citizens of Denver, like I'm your fucking father, to my children of Denver, I know that it's going to be hard without your families, but I urge you and I beg of you, don't travel this Thanksgiving.
All right. Seems like a reasonable request. You don't want to get old mom sick. I know two parents right now on ventilators. Not good. Not my parents, thankfully. Other people's parents, but either way, it's not great. But anyways, go on.
3 hours later, the motherfucker goes to the airport, jumps on a commercial airliner, and flies to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his family. 3 fucking hours after he told people to sit there by themselves.
What did he do for those 3 hours? Probably packed.
Packed.
Yeah, probably packed.
But apparently he had a layover in Houston, and when he got to Houston, there was fucking reporters everywhere going, hey, the world thinks you're a dick now. And I just want to apologize. You know, I guess I let my family, my dad, or my fatherly and my husband instincts take over, and I did something I shouldn't have done. 3 hours after I told you motherfuckers, don't do it, or you're irresponsible motherfucker. Michael D. Hancock, suck my dick. You're the asshole of the week.
It's definitely a hypocritical move, but you can look at it one way where he knows that he is going to be safe doing this and that he's going to take all the precautions and everything. There he is.
There he is. I
put a picture up for him too, but you don't need to do that. But
I just wanted to do that because I'm mad at him right now.
He's very angry. He looks kind of hypocritical. I bet you he talks funny. I just imagine that guy talking funny. I don't know why.
He looks like a condescending little prick to me.
Yeah, he looks like a fuckhead. So what do you think of...
And he looks like Hootie.
Yeah, he does look a little bit like Hootie. So we are affected by the curfew. Our place of employment is closed every night at 10.
Yeah, most places are.
Really around 9 something, more than 10. Our hours have been cut. We're working less. We're some of the few affected by this curfew, in my opinion. All right, Mike DeWine put this curfew out that businesses had to be closed by 10 or they couldn't have patrons anyway. They never said they closed, which is a funny thing to say. Like, the casino doesn't have to close. They just can't have any customers after 10.
Right.
Whatever, dude. But really, the only people affected, as we've talked amongst ourselves, are casino workers and fucking people that work at the Waffle House. Because everything else is closed. Dillard's isn't fucking open, all right?
And the Taco Bell Kroger's and all that shit, they stay open till 1.
The fast food restaurants still get to stay open. Bars have to close probably about an hour earlier than before, so they're affected an hour.
Yeah, bars are definitely affected.
They're affected. They're not as affected as us. You know,
they close at 10.
Yeah, they close at 10, but I mean, now there was last call at 10 anyways. So now you just got to do last call at 9 instead of 10.
Everybody out the door by 10 o'clock.
But for us, we got screwed with it, and I'm all about DeWine doing something. If he wanted to do a full shutdown, I would support it. I'd have nothing with it. But you just have to have the money to back it up. You have to be able to provide for people if you're going to take away their livelihood. And he has no plan to do that. So what he's doing is doing nothing, basically. And he's fucked over maybe, you know, 10, 20,000 people. Well, other people are making a bigger deal out of it, thinking it's going to affect every small business. It's like, guys, you guys weren't open until 10 anyways, so calm the fuck down. But either way, I don't know what I think. I just think it's...
But zero limitations on church services. You can pack 3,000 people in a fucking church, but you can't go anywhere else after 10 o'clock.
I think it's just doing something without actually doing anything is all you really did. Yeah, I think after Christmas, I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen a full shutdown. If the numbers keep on going up and up. I don't know, man.
And they are still going up, aren't they?
But I ain't going to sit here and say after having it that I don't have a little bit of a different opinion of it now, too. You know what I mean? I've been through it. I've seen it. And it's like, but I'm still scared that you can get it again. And then I hear it's worse the second time. But I don't know if that's actually true or not.
Well.
So that's what really scares me.
The bottom line is 100 doctors will say you can get it again, then 100 more will say no, you can't. You've got the antibodies, you can't. And
well, if it was 100, that's one thing. But if you told me like 80% say,
now I did hear the story of one guy in California that got it. It wasn't much. It was kind of like a low grade flu kind of thing. A month and a half later, he got it again, and this time it beat his ass.
All right.
The second time, they say he ended up literally. Almost in the hospital, not quite in the hospital, but almost.
Yeah.
And apparently, if you do get it the second time, it hurts worse.
Yeah, see, that's what part scares me still. But otherwise, if it was just that first part, it's like, I think most young people are good. I became that guy. I think young people are good. We can get back out there and start working. But the problem is we won't be responsible enough to be around all the old people.
Yeah. No, old people, fuck off.
I didn't say you, but I'm glad you
were hinting that. Fuck
you. I don't put you in the old Corona. You're still 5 years from that. If you were 60.
I'm healthy. I'm relatively healthy.
I don't care about the healthy or not healthy part, but I just put it in the 60 and above. That's probably a scary thing. 50s is still, you're almost in the same class as me in the 40s.
Nana had it, right?
Yeah, she had it, though. I mean, she apparently had it pretty rough. You knew Nana would get it, too. Anybody that's known Nana, Nana got the bird flu. Nana gets everything. She's like patient fucking zero here.
Alex, it almost seems that way, I know. But do me a favor. Anybody here who is on Twitter?
Twitter?
If there's anybody on Twitter, do me a favor and just send a message to Michael Hancock of Denver, Colorado, and just tell him you think he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he sounds like an asshole. I didn't make DeWine my asshole of the week, but he's kind of an asshole too. I just think he's doing nothing and trying to pretend like he's doing something.
That's exactly what
he's fucking
doing.
Annoying, and all it really does is fuck with our livelihood. So
yeah, that's exactly
thanks for
doing.
Fucking with our livelihood right before Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, we
it's
appreciate
like either
that.
Shut it down where it's going to affect everything and maybe do something, or just shut the fuck up.
I have to all go. Right? I have to go back to stripping for old ladies or sucking dicks at the bus depot, and I didn't want to do either one of those.
And the bus depot is just not as busy as it used to be.
No.
You know,
we're not.
We're watching these fights as we do this, and right now Snoop Dogg is doing the introduction for Mike Tyson. And you have to appreciate them. Snoop Dogg's made a whole career out of just being a fucking stoner.
I love Snoop.
That's it. Of course you love Snoop. No one dislikes Snoop. And you know what? Snoop's probably killed some people in the past and done some
You know what?
Up
I
shit.
Bet he has. I bet
but
he has.
Guess what? Snoop came out on top, and now he's a professional pothead. I mean, he does a couple raps that he wrote fucking 30 years ago. And he spells his name out over and over again, and he gets high, and that's it. The guy's the man.
He's just
figured it out.
He's just cool, though.
Yeah, he figured it out.
Yeah, Snoop's just cool.
But he's not. He's cool. He's been paid for being cool.
Oh yeah.
For years and years and years, he's basically been a professional cool guy. It's fucking great, man.
Now he's doing fucking Dorito commercials.
He's the man. Anybody that don't appreciate Snoop, I don't appreciate you. God damn it, asshole of the week. Anyone that don't like Snoop.
All right. Mine's still Michael D. Hancock.
Yeah, he's a cunt, too.
Hey, I want to talk about something.
What?
Now, you know that I look for this podcast, I look at all these weird fucked up websites.
That's what you tell us.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that needs to go on fucking one of those weird dating apps to fucking get laid. I can get laid on my own. I don't need that. But since I've started looking at all this stuff and looking at all the weirdos and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This woman posted on a thing the other day. I'm looking for the owner of a shock spot.
A shock spot? What's a shock spot? Uh-oh, you got the Rona.
No. I got something in my throat from the fucking vape. Rona vape. So I looked it up. And I wanted to see what a shock spot was. Now, this thing, first of all, they're a fucking ridiculous amount of money. But and I don't really know. This is pretty fucking cool. They used to have this toy out. Called a Sibian. You ever heard of a Sibian?
I know what a Sibian
like
is.
Like a little saddle. And
yeah,
women
they used
get
to have
on
that
there.
On Howard Stern all the time. Yeah. So.
Well, this shock spot here is like a fucking machine, okay? And it's got the regular. It's also got the double penetrator. But mm-hmm. I mean, look at the price of these motherfuckers.
Jesus.
It's heavy machinery. And you'll put the picture up when we do this. But here's the beauty of it. These fucking machines that normally you just stick a dildo on the end of it. Girl lines herself up, and she gets ridden hard as she wants to for a long time. On this one, you can also put a pocket pussy on the end of that
nice.
Thing and be the recipient yourself. But if you guys never heard of this shock spot, look it up. These things are it almost looks scary. Like if the thing malfunctions, it can just drive the dildo straight through you, you know, like a fucking weapon. $4,400 for the double penetrator, $2,000. But like I said, how cool would it be? To fucking tilt back, take the fucking robot, put the pocket pussy on it, just fucking go to town on you.
You know what'd be cooler than that?
What's that?
Having the money to be able to just do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you just got the kind of disposable income where you're going to pay $4,000-something to jerk off. That's cool.
I knew a guy who, I swear to God, I know some fucked up people in my past. This guy would put a fucking dildo on the end of a fucking drill mm-hmm. and stick it in his old lady while this thing was fucking spinning around and going crazy.
Well, that's not that crazy, really. They sell those at the sex stores.
drills?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're the fucking giant, you know.
This is like a Makita drill. Yeah, and he just stuck a fucking dildo on the end of it. It just fucking...
As long as it's like a real soft rubber, I imagine it would work.
But this shock spot is fucking cool. And I would never in a million years spend $19.99, which is the cheapest one. If you want the ass and the box, you're going to get you're going to pay $4,400 for that.
It's a lot of fucking money.
But think about this. Hey, now picture this. You got the double penetrator here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were so inclined. Dildo on the ass, pocket pussy on the dick.
Give yourself the old...
give yourself the old double penetration.
Oh, man, the kind of a rusty trombone, but
DP
not really.
DP yourself.
Oof.
You take it in the ass by this giant dildo while the pocket pussy fucking goes to town on you on the top.
I wouldn't like that. Seems like something, too. I wouldn't like it. Hey, man, speaking of not liking, let's get to these emails for the week.
Let's do it.
Not that I'm not liking their emails. Well, they probably suck because sometimes they do, but let's catch them up, too. We missed a couple weeks. And while we were out, we had a challenge was laid down and planned out.
Yeah, we did.
For the hairy guy versus Get Pussy 69. Both of them wrote in. Now we're going to read their old email. So this is just going to catch you up on what's been going on. All right. Shut up, Cincinnati. This was written, like I said, this was written on the 15th. This was supposed to be on 2 weeks ago podcast, but we haven't had them.
And remember that Get Pussy has changed Hairy Guy's name to Fairy Guy.
Yes, he has.
So you'll never, ever call him that again.
Well, let's see if we can catch him. Maybe he does. All right. First off, his name, and I like this one, Vertical Smile.
Now, this is the new email, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is the new email.
Vertical Smile is my style.
Love it.
I like that name. At religious.com.
Ooh.
Whatever.
It's getting dark.
Religious.
Dark.
Old dark get pussy there. We'll get his logo up there so he can feel nice about himself.
You got a beer?
Yeah, inside, but you can't go inside.
I don't want to go inside. I want you to go inside.
Well, I'm reading emails.
All right, go ahead.
Jesus Christ. I got some fucking straight whiskey behind you if you want to get nasty with it. But all right. Shut up, Cincinnati. I've got a lot to say on Fairy this week, and I think these points are all relevant. I think out of all the fans on your show, I have 99% support or more on my side against Fairy Guy on this fantasy football bet. I realize that all he's doing is using me to gain publicity, and I think it's very sad. If you want to know the truth, he should be ashamed of himself for what he's doing. Also, I caught wind he was planning on shaving his head regardless of the outcome of the bet. What a joke. He was making a bet that he essentially couldn't lose. And this was all after he claimed to not be a very monetary person. That's convenient. I'm obviously not backing down because I'm not a bitch, and he will most likely lose tomorrow night anyways. It was Ferry's idea to do this, yet I had to set up the contest through DraftKings both weeks, and then he was messaging me on Facebook explaining why he picked each player on the roster. He thought I actually gave two shits about what he picked his players for. And I beat him by over 45 points last week. Pathetic. One last thing. I am now changing Ferry Guy's name to Ferry Boy. He seems to get more and more laughable every week.
All right, now, first of all, let's touch on this. Now, this was made after the first fantasy week.
This was after the first game, yes.
After the first game.
And that's and the time these. This was made after the first game. Fairy Guy's email actually came in after the second game. So it kind of works out well for this.
GP pretty much beat him up pretty good the first right. week. He was talking about going into the second week. In the second week, GP is basically kicking his ass.
Yeah,
and that fucking Hale Murray in the Arizona Cardinals game where fucking... DeAndre Hopkins goes up over three guys and gets it. That won it for Harry Guy by
one. Oh, really? In the second week it did?
That won it for him.
All right,
If he catches that 50 fucking yarder and goes down on the one, he loses still.
All right, let's go to that in the week two email. Well, we're not there yet. So, all right. Number two, we're still on Get Pussy 69's questions, and that wasn't really a question. That was a shit talking, which you used number one. I like that. All right, number two, I don't have kids, but I know you guys do. After watching the music video to Wet Ass Pussy, if Cardi B was your daughter, what would your reaction be? Would you be proud, upset, confused, turned on? And also, what is your favorite line from that song?
First of all, is she pushing a little money my way because of her success now?
Yeah. I think it would depend. I'd have to know my daughter. If I thought my daughter was a giant whore and then she made a fucking video going on and on about how she was a giant whore, I'd be like, oh, well, I guess good for you. But I don't know how I'd feel one way or the other. But if I knew she was just like a a musician that was just out there to make a funny song or do something like that and made a song like that, it wouldn't bother me.
Well, the thing about it is that I'm very, very in my kid's life, like, constantly, and I would really hope that I could prevent, if I had a daughter, if I could prevent her from being a giant-ass whore. But the bottom line is, my kids, I'm going to love them anyway.
But who's to say these girls are whores, too, just because they talk about their wet-ass pussy?
Right.
I mean, maybe they have a nice wet-ass pussy. I don't think about when a guy writes a song about his dick, I don't think too much about him. So why should I think that much? If
my reaction would be, well, you know what? She's an adult. Fuck it. Do whatever you want.
And but as far as a favorite line from that song, hey, guess
I think
what?
That song is garbage.
I don't know that fucking song, dude. I'm 40 as fuck. What I am think, I learning the wet-ass pussy
40
song?
As fuck.
Like, it's just not going to happen. I don't know the wet-ass pussy song. I know it's there. I've seen the video because
anyway.
I'm trash, and I'm going to watch that video at least once to see what all the fucking hubbub's about. But after that, I don't give a shit about no wet-ass pussy song.
No, I agree.
Cardi B does nothing for me.
Me either.
And I don't know who the other chick is. Megan Thee Stallion? Okay, good for her. I don't know shit about her. I'm going to sound like an old white man talking about it right now because I am. All right. If you're about to start banging a girl doggy style and you notice a small piece of toilet paper still attached to her butthole right before you're going in, what would your reaction be? And has this ever happened to you guys? First off, for me, no, it's never happened. Has it ever happened to you?
No, never.
No, but if it did happen, I'm fucking picking that little small piece off and I'm having fun.
Well, here's the funny thing. You said it's attached to her butthole. Let's say hypothetically I was getting ready to go in her butt. I would consider it to be like when you go into a bathroom and there's a cigarette butt in the urinal, you do your very best to piss it in half.
Oh, yeah.
You try to break it in half.
Yeah.
I would make sure that piece of toilet paper goes in. I would literally line my Johnson up to the toilet paper and shove it in.
See, I'd be too scared there's a piece of shit on the toilet paper. But I guess if you're going for the butthole anymore, what do you? You can't be afraid of shit if you're going in for the butthole.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean? That doesn't mean you want it. You hope she's clean. You hope she's taken a shit recently so it's not, you know, backed up and ready for
you. Chances are, if you do it enough times in the butthole, you're going to pull some poop out one of these times. It's going to happen.
It's never the goal, but you can't be afraid of the shit.
No, you can't.
All right, so I guess you couldn't be afraid of that little thing hanging off.
To me, it would be like, I show up at her house with a little piece of toilet paper on my face where I cut myself shaving. Same fucking thing.
Not at all, but either way. All right, that was Get Pussy 69 for the week. Regards.
Yeah, regards.
All right, now we're at the hairy guy. Hairy guy also wrote in. He came in a week later, though. So now, let's go. Boys, this week has been glorious beyond belief. The sun is brighter, the grass is greener, the birds are chirping, everything is right with the world. I got to start this email off with something Chris inquired about on the show last week, which is why I did not write in. If I write in every week, I'll soon become stale, just like most of the Muffs GP has ever gotten. And now that it's been a while since people have heard from me, they are more behind me now than ever. So here comes Harry Guy. This is after fucking Get Pussy prevailed the week before and just thought he had it.
Yeah.
Harry Guy comes in and he's like, no. People are sick of GP. I'm the fucking man. Here I am. He comes strong. I like it. All right, I read this part, and this is where he kind of lost me. I tell you, he loses me once per fucking email.
He does,
He's
man.
A bit of a rambler. Anyways, I just finished watching Game 3 of the 1990s World Series, and all I've got to say, I think Get Snatch was right. I think they're actually going to sweep those Oakland Rascals. Even took some of his betting advice and put 1,000 on number 20 or on a 22-1 that Chris Sabo would homer, which came to fruition. Thanks, Get Pussy, for your advice. Maybe you could use someone else's advice in picking a fantasy football team. Segue. So he's going back on this fucking 1990s thing that these two have been going on about that I never cared about the first fucking email I heard about it, more or less the fourth.
When GP mentioned the 90 World Series, to me that was fucking hilarious because Harry Guy was constantly giving us his picks after the games were over.
Well, that is true.
He was doing that.
I do like that move.
Fuck yeah, it was a great move.
All right. As the Shut Up Cincinnati comrades are aware or not, which no, they're not, Get Blue Waffle, that's a good name, and I are in a best of 2 out of 3 fantasy football match on DraftKings where the loser has to shave their head bald. He's still saying bald. We're giving these motherfuckers the horseshoe hair.
Oh, yeah, they're getting the horseshoe.
They're getting no bald.
They're getting the George Costanza is what they're getting.
DraftKings, you're listening, please sponsor Shut Up Cincinnati. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, me too.
All right. I took it easy on Get Front Butt this first week, but really wanted to send a message the second week. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't even close. I took Jarrett Cook as my tight. Well, what the fuck?
Jarrett Cook as my tight end.
I even took Jarrett Cook as my tight end, knowing that it would give me zero value just so Get Pussy would have a chance, and he still got whooped. That also leads me to my asshole of the week, Jarrett Cook. Jarrett, you run routes shittier than a dog with diarrhea, and you block worse than Trump's wall. Absolutely pathetic. Gail Benson could pay midget wrestlers to play that position better than what you played against in the Niners. That was a hard M.
Hard M. All right, well, first of all.
So that was his shit talking, I guess.
And I think it's funny that he likes to shit talk. God damn it, you win by a tenth of a point. You shit talk. But Harry Guy won that with that 55-yard fucking bomb to DeAndre Hopkins.
Which I like. So that tied them up.
He loses.
That tied them up going into the last week.
Yeah.
All right. Take the size of your own dick into consideration here. Would you let your perfect 10 fuck you with a strap on the length of your dick for 10 minutes one time in order to have a fuck buddy for life? You take the strap on just once.
Perfect 10?
Yeah. So
strap
perfect 10 has to put on your dick.
Strap it on.
And last throughout.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah, but only one time, right? Not.
When's the last time you saw a fucking perfect 10? I mean, you get to fuck the perfect 10 forever, and all you got to do is take in the dumper one time. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm definitely in. Why would you not be in?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm quite proud of the size of my penis.
And me too, because it's not going to hurt. And then.
here's the beauty. I've got a perfect butt fucking dick.
Why? Because it's skinny?
It's not real girthy. It's not, you don't look at it like a swizzle stick or anything, but it's not one of those big fucking tuna cans.
Yeah.
I think I could take it.
Yeah, but you don't, I would think a perfect butt fuck dick would be short too. Why would you want something
that
deep?
Yeah, if you go balls deep with my dick, it's going to hurt. But if this girl's going to fuck me once, it's going to hurt. It's going to fucking hurt my pride, and I'm going to fucking probably
both of us are taking the dildo.
Yeah, for a perfect 10, fuck buddy forever, I'm in.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you take a perfect 10, to me, it's I've said it before, it's Jessica Alba's as close as they come. Jay Lopez, you know what I mean? Jennifer Lopez with a slightly smaller ass.
So his last question is, okay, I'm a ride or die with the Bucks right now. Do you see them making the NFC championship with this game? Are they making the championship?
To me, that's the most NFC. Fucking inconsistent team in the fucking league. One week, they'll look great against a tough competitor, and the next week, they will not only lose, but they will get the fuck kicked out of them.
Yeah, I don't see them beating. There's a few teams that I don't see them beating. I don't see them beating the Rams. I don't see them beating the Seahawks. And I don't see them beating the Saints.
Well, obviously not. The Saints have beat them twice already. And the second time, it was an embarrassment. Brady threw four picks in that
game. Yeah. The Saints' defense is fucking legit.
I know.
They came out of nowhere kind of this year. And they're tearing shit up.
But see, I don't think the Saints, I mean, especially without Drew Brees, but I don't think the Saints have a chance to go to the big show. I give very little stock to any NFC team, really.
Really?
This year.
I mean, to win it, yes. I still think it's the Chiefs game to lose.
Me too.
But I mean, as far as NFC team to make it, Seattle's a good team.
Seattle's a great team.
The Rams are a good team.
Seattle can blow up, and God knows the Rams can fucking explode anytime they want.
That's
to.
That's what I mean. So they're the fucking Packers are a good team. I mean,
the Packers aren't good enough to get there, I don't think.
They may be. I don't know. Either way, I don't think any of them are beaten. Kansas City, I think that's
You know what, and I know Brady's what 42 and he's still fucking, you know, he's the GOAT and he still plays good a lot of games, but man, you put a hard rush on him and he's lost. There's nothing he can do.
I'll send a fuck you this week out to Zach Taylor, man,
for the tweet,
for just being him. I feel like he's done all right with Joe Burrow getting him together, but he's just so dismissive of everything. The fact that his offensive line is awful.
Awful.
You know, and he puts this guy back there to throw 60 times a game almost. Like, he was throwing at a higher pace than anybody in NFL.
Well, but
he
wasn't doing that with Mixon in, was he?
I think even with Mixon was, because the problem was Joe Burrow was good enough as a fucking rookie to pull off these Peyton Manning kind of reads where he could get rid of the ball so quick before even the worst offensive line couldn't give up a sack. All right? Because you've seen as soon as he came out of that game last week, dude got sacked four fucking times.
Right.
You know, it was just Burrow reads defenses so fucking quick and gets them out, and they have good receivers, you know, that he can rely on, and they were working as an offensive unit. The fucking Bengals were rolling. Their defense still needed a lot of work, and their offensive line was just fucking awful, and they just had such a genius back there fixing things.
And then awful
now he's
got
gone.
Injured.
Yeah, and now he's gone. The Bengals are useless the rest of the year. I don't give a fuck about them. I'll watch them. I might just go work tomorrow. I never work on Sundays.
1 o'clock game, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and who's beating him tomorrow?
The Giants.
Oh, they're probably going to win that one. Even
if like Burrow was in right now, we would have had a good run. There was like four or five winnable games in a row where they could have got, you know, respectable record for a rookie year.
Right.
But, you know, Zach Taylor just, I think he sucks, man.
I mean, look on the bright side now. You're going to tank and they're going to tank and maybe get a first class fucking offensive tackle in the draft.
Let's hope they hit it.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's not many sure thing offensive tackles this year, which kind of sucks.
Well, then we'll fucking go to a guard if we have to.
This isn't a great offensive line, a top-heavy offensive line year where we.
Well, then do
like
what they
should
have done
thing.
Fucking last year and get a fucking top-notch linebacker. If they need
like four different positions. So if they can get a top
linebacker
any of that
and
stuff,
offensive lineman first, yes, those are the first two.
Agreed.
And you know what? Let's talk about it while we're here. Isn't it time for Fat Randy to take a hike? I mean, you know,
Fat Randy.
He can make four fucking field goals in a row beyond 50 and then miss a fucking extra point. I mean, Fat Randy is just too inconsistent. You need a consistent kicker.
Well, at this point, it don't matter. So you just fucking ride Fat Randy out. I wish they would have drafted Rodrigo Blankenship out of, what was he out of last year? I believe Wisconsin or some shit.
Who was it that fucking had him and almost
maybe
beat
Georgia
me with him?
I don't remember. He's on the Colts this year.
Yeah.
He wasn't drafted. They picked him up off the, you know, the waiver wire, plays for the Colts, and he's going to be a good field goal kicker for a long time.
See.
We could have had that. I kind of like him. He's just like this little nerdy dude. He reminds me of Patrick, our buddy that goes on the trips, because all he apparently does in his off time is just play with Legos.
Really?
Those little fucking nerds playing with his Legos and then out there kicking 50 yarders. And it's just so funny to think of him and then the fucking linebacker of the Colts. You know, they play the same fucking
game.
Oh,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Those guys have the same job.
But, I mean, bottom line is, and the thing about it is, I don't ever say you should ever, ever, ever go after a fucking tackle or a kicker in the fucking draft until the very fucking end.
Not a last round or if it's like
because there's always a kicker available, always a decent one available.
But look what the Bengals did. They got that guy that ended up going to Philadelphia and kicking a 63-yarder his first year.
Nugent?
No, not Nugent. What the fuck was his name? They drafted him in like the sixth round, Marvin Lewis draft, and then they didn't even keep him on the team. Jake Elliott.
Oh, Jake Elliott.
Yeah, that guy could have been a decent field goal kicker for years for Cincinnati. Not only do we waste the draft with him, then we cut him and we keep Nugent.
You just need one who's going to make all your fucking extra points and most of your field goals. Fat Randy, fuck, he missed a 42-yarder last week followed by a fucking extra point.
Yeah.
And then he boots a 54-yarder and almost hit that 58. Was just short on the 58.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking inconsistent turd.
Fat Randy, though. I do like Fat Randy just looking at him and knowing he's on my team.
Yeah.
That's my dude right there. He'll share a 12-pack with you, Tony. We'll have a good old time.
The only thing I like about fucking Fat Randy is if you ever see it, a kickoff, and sometimes he doesn't make it to the end zone. He usually does. But if someone is returning one, Fat Randy's trying to get in on that tackle.
Oh, yeah. Fat Randy wants that tackle.
Yeah, he wants.
That's another reason why I like him.
He doesn't run away from it. He's trying to get in.
Because he's got a little bit of girth on him, man.
I know he does. He's really this fucking tall or something. I mean,
he's like 5'10.
Fucking weeble.
He's normal size. Like, if you've seen him like down the street, you're like, oh, that's just a normal dude. But next to football players, you're like, ah, pussy.
Well, as long as we're on our quick sports thing. This pissed me off a little bit, but anybody who watched the Seattle game last week, fucking Dunlap went off.
Well, he's trying.
He played well. He had a sack and a half. He had like eight tackles. The fucker was all over the place.
I'm a big fan of the Pat McAfee podcast. I think he has the best football podcast there is. He's the old punter for the Colts. He's now a professional wrestler on NXT. But he has a good fucking podcast. He shits on the Bengals so hard about that Dunlap thing. Like, you know. Shit, he didn't want to play here, which is fine, but let's not like act it's the same player because he wouldn't have played like that in Cincinnati. He was done. He was a Marvin Lewis guy. They had the same coach his whole fucking career. He probably liked Marvin Lewis, probably doesn't like the new guy. Wasn't going to play for him the same way.
Yeah,
Fair enough. He's at the end of his career. I hope he finishes out with Seattle. I hope he gets a championship.
I was never one of those guys that hated Marvin Lewis. I never hated him.
Me either.
I thought he was a good football guy, just not a head coach. Put him back on as a coordinator where he belongs. Fucking look at him, man.
Mike Tyson coming to the ring.
I mean, he would still. I mean,
he looks scarier with the mask. You know, that's a guy that
should
not let him have the mask. That you get real Hannibal Lecter vibes there. It's just not good.
Those shorts he's wearing, I used to fucking sport those in the '80s, man. Those
probably
little fucking
still
dolphin
sport
shorts. Fuck, I look good. But no, well, let's get rid of Dunlap, and then we'll pick back up that big dumb fucker who we already got rid of and got back. What's his name? Big Dummy. Big fucking
His name's just Big Dummy?
No, he's a defensive end.
No, Margus Hunt.
Margus Hunt.
Margus. Yeah. Me Margus.
Fuck him.
Me threw rocks back in the homeland.
Fuck
and all
me
of a sudden,
Margus Hunt.
We got drafted because I'm 6'10,000. So tall.
Yeah. I can't make a fucking tackle to save my life.
Hey, you know who's been wanting to make an appearance? He's missed out on 2 weeks of gambling.
Who?
Our little buddy Marchetti.
Oh, is he here?
Look, well, little Nick Marchetti is here this week. He's ready to go on and on. He was pissed at me, you know, because he's missed out on some time. But he's here. Oh, is he not here?
No, I guess he's not right now.
He's got to be here. Come on. Marchetti's going to show up any second, guys. Don't worry.
He's got a lot to say this week, I heard. I was actually talking to him not long ago. He said, I can't wait for the show.
Oh,
I've got
there he
to
is.
Say.
He showed up. I knew he would. He always does. Never late. Always early. Kissing ass in the back probably somewhere. The producers in the back. You know, Marchetti's going to get in good with them before he is the on-air talent.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
So he's back there kissing ass, but now he's here. Nick Marchetti here. Best dealer ever and world's tallest midget. I missed a few weeks because this fat fuck next to me got COVID. Old tubby tits here probably forgot to wear his mask at Dairy Queen. He's lucky his beaties didn't take him out. If he keeps this up, he'll be footless by 55. Even Chris's ancient ass still has all of his limbs, right? Anyhow, take the Seahawks -5.5. The Eagles are garbage. Wynn should be giving... I got a frog in my throat this week, guys. All right, sorry. Wynn should be getting wedgies by Reggie White at this point. DK Metcalf is going to cuck the whole city of Philadelphia. And my Biden is... Oh, here we go. We got a bonus. And my Biden bonus sniff of the week. Take a whiff of the Raiders at -3 at Atlanta. The Las Vegas Rapers are hunting for a playoff spot. Playing hard. Shit. Did I say Rapers? Fuck. Gotta go. 5-2. I'm through. Marchetti, out.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a fucking emotional guy.
He gets angrier and angrier every week.
Nick, thanks for being here, man, as always. Thanks.
He's mad at me because I got the COVID. He had to miss out on a couple weeks. He said he missed thousands of dollars.
Called me an ancient ass.
Ancient ass. Man, well, that's fucking rude. Hey, he attacked me. He said I was going to be footless by the time I was 55.
Footless fatty is what he called you.
He thinks I got it at Dairy Queen. That's not true, man.
Do you eat at Dairy Queen?
Maybe like... Three times a year.
Three times.
Yeah, that's not a lot. But, I mean, you got to have a couple blizzards a year, right?
You can get blizzards anywhere now.
Nah, but they're not blizzards, man. Where's the similar one? I'm talking blizzard-level quality. I'm not talking about some bullshit-ass
McFlurry.
You mean
where they always make it and then hold it upside down?
Yeah, well, you got to make sure it doesn't fall out. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Every single one of them have done that forever. And if they don't do that, and they just give it to you, you can get it for free. Could you imagine being that guy? The guy just hands it to you, and you're like, $3.99, bring it back. You didn't turn it upside down, dick.
You know what? I will admit that sometimes I've waited. If you're in a fucking drive thru and it says, hey, if we don't give you a receipt, you get your order free. Yeah. I sometimes hope they don't give me one.
Would you do it? I wouldn't do it.
No, I probably wouldn't do it. But I almost want to say, hey, look, I could have. Yeah. I could have fucking got a free one right there.
It would be funny, but
hey, I did the pay it forward thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. I bought somebody's order behind me.
Did you ask how much it was first?
Did
you size up the car?
I sized up the car.
It was
in the morning. My son wanted Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
So he drove to Dunkin' Donuts and here's why I did it. I should have probably done it just cause.
Mm-hmm.
But long ass fucking line, and I came around in the back way. And the fucking line was going way out here. And some fucking lady fucking stopped and let me go in and beat like 9 cars. You know what I mean? So I said, hey, I'm buying this lady behind me too. And she just had a fucking big coffee and a bagel. It was like $6 or something.
Yeah.
But I did it. I paid it forward.
Not bad,
because it's been done to me like 3 or 4 times.
I always hear about this. This never happened to me. Oh, Roy Jones' titties look nice.
Oh, he's got boobs.
It's never happened to me. Well, he's like 54 or some shit like
51.
That. 51?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy could kick your ass.
Oh, in about 10 seconds.
He could kick my ass and your ass at the same time.
You know what, though? I look at Roy. Look at fucking Tyson.
Tyson's on roids, though.
But you know what? No. In the fucking training videos, he didn't have those little titties. He was just shredded and ripped.
Who, Tyson or Roy?
Tyson. So they must have pulled out some old stock footage of him in his fucking heyday. because he looked a lot bigger the last time I was watching one of those fucking videos. His arms were fucking massive. And the bottom line is, you know what? When Tyson was in his fucking prime, and they do that machine where you fucking punch the fucking thing and it measures pounds of pressure per square inch, Tyson's was rated at the equivalence of a regular adult male wrapping a towel around the end of a baseball bat and taking a full swing. Now, think about that. If I took a towel and wrapped it around a fucking aluminum Easton fucking bat and hit you in the head, your head's going to go flying off. I'm thinking it is. Imagine going into the fucking ring with that guy. I better get 8 or 9 million fucking guaranteed, because I'm not going to be able to fucking think the right way the rest of my life. I'm not going to have a fucking memory, nothing. This guy's going to fucking beat the shit out of
that,
me.
That Francis Ngannou guy in the UFC has a record for that.
And he blows
Mike Tyson's out of the water.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what the actual record is, but he has the actual record for pounds per.
But Tyson would still fuck him up.
Well, in his prime, probably, yeah. For sure. Right now, no. I think he probably beat the shit out of Tyson.
Hey, I want to talk about. I want to go into dicks and buttholes a little bit because.
Okay.
We haven't been on the air for a while. You know, I've been looking for these really cool sexual fantasy things, weird fantasies, and I've got one. I believe this one. People get aroused by different things. You know, necrophiliacs want to fuck dead people and all that. We've talked about the munging and all that, Mary Mungers.
Yeah, that's weird.
I want to talk about this one called eproctophilia.
Well, yeah, explain.
Eproctophilia. Now, this is somebody. Now, this is fucking awesome to me. Okay, these sick ones like, hey, I want to stick my dick in a fucking dumpster with a hobo in it. And you know, stuff like that. It's a little creepy. I'm a fucking dead guy. This is people who get sexually aroused and turned on to the point of orgasm when they fart. Now, here's the beauty of that.
I think Beasley might be one of these people. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, but you're going to have to find somebody who's accepting of that. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, I'm going to get real turned on, but I'm going to rip a couple while I'm going buns up on you. Okay, don't pay any attention. If I'm going to get turned on at anything... Hey, I want to go to our next segment, and I've got a good one. Does that make me gay? I've got one of those, and this one I want you to think about.
As you're thinking. Oh, man. We need a producer.
Yeah, we do. Harry guy's got his croquet league. He can't do it.
Is Harry guy working?
Yeah. What's the problem here? All right, we got no music. We got all kinds of shit going, all kinds of technical problems here on Shut Up Cincinnati.
Yeah, a lot of technical problems. Not fun.
No, not fun.
All right. Well, imagine a song just played. It was awesome.
All right. Does that make me gay? Now, again, a thinker. All right. Here's the deal. Let's say hypothetical. I'm going to take a hypothetical person. You're 40 years old. You're a little bit overweight. You got diabetes. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just saying, let's say that's you, okay? Doctor comes to you and said, hey, look, the coronavirus is pretty bad for people with your demographic, with your age, with everything, blah, blah, blah. We've discovered... We haven't had it proven yet, but we've discovered there's an antibody in 1 out of 10 men's semen, but it can't hit air, so it's got to be sucked out, okay? And we've got 10 guys here, and one of them has got that antibody. We don't know which one, but this will really help you in case you get the Rona. And I suck all 10 dicks right there to ensure that I don't get the Rona. Does that make me gay? Now, remember... I'm at a very high risk, okay? I could die. I've got diabetes. I was a smoker. I got fucked up lungs. And I got 10 men right here, and one of them has the antibodies in their semen that's going to protect me from getting the coronavirus. Guarantee me 100% I won't get it. But I got to suck all 10 of them off and get them to nut as well. And I go ahead, drop to my knees, do it with pleasure, and then I laugh. Because I'm never going to get the coronavirus. I don't have to wear a fucking mask. Fuck all of you. I'm good. But I suck all 10 dicks. Does that make me gay?
Shit, man. I think it does. I think this one makes you gay because not only are you gay for sucking 10 dicks, but you're gay for worrying about it that goddamn much. Get over it.
Hey.
That has nothing to do with being gay.
I'm very high risk.
I'm calling it gay.
I'm very high risk.
Back in fucking 92, I would have threw a hard F at you if you would have said that. And that's...
Hold on, Scott. I'm guaranteed to not get the virus. And we don't know. This thing could be mutating all the time. Before you know it, you fucking get the COVID, and next thing you know, you got tingling in your right arm, and you're going to have a fucking heart attack. It's getting worse, but I blow these dudes, and I'm definitely not getting it.
Gay one. Definitely gay.
You think?
Or, yeah, that's a gay one.
I don't know, man.
I know you don't know it.
I don't know if I'm agreeing with that. You know, you suck 10 dicks, but you're literally saving your life.
Harry guy says it's gay to suck one of those dicks to guarantee you don't get the Rona.
Well, see, I disagree with you.
Well, especially if it was the wrong dick. That's why you got to suck all 10 because you can't take a
chance. Because you don't know which
dick. You don't
want to
suck 9 dicks and then the old fucking...
No, one of those dicks has the fucking...
Yeah.
The serum in it.
The cure.
Yeah.
The dick has the cure in it, and
there's
you fucking skip that one.
Fucking, there's a special fucking antibody in the semen of one of those men.
And don't pretend like it tastes different. You ain't going to be able to tell it's done until it's all done. All right? You don't want to live with that.
I don't know, Scott. No more family functions, no more nothing, man. You got to think about it. You got to make a big picture out of it. Yeah, do I think I'd rather die than suck 10 dicks? Yeah. But look at all the shit that I'm going to miss. And you know.
I'd rather die than suck 10 dicks. I'm telling you, man, if someone put a gun to my head and said suck 10 dicks or I'm going to blow it.
You're sucking them.
I'm sucking 10 dicks. So yes. I'd not rather die than suck 10 dicks. almost anything else, but I forgot Scott's a Republican.
All right, so bottom line is, according to you and Scott, that makes me gay. I think that's the first one where you've been a definite 100% gay.
And I think it's just because the Rona has changed my perspective.
Yeah, but
I've had it already.
Let's say I was.
I know I would rather I'd rather do what I just did for the last 2 weeks than suck 10 dicks. If I would have been given the option at the very beginning of my Rona.
No guarantee. You even said it yourself. Days 2 through 5, you were thinking, this fucking thing's going to kill me. I'm going to die.
I wondered, but I mean, I lived through it. I'd rather think that for a few days than suck 10 dicks the rest of my life.
I don't know. That wasn't a would you rather. I wasn't saying I'll select the 10 dicks. I merely said, does that make me gay? And according to at least 3 of you, yes, it does.
Yeah, it's a little weird, if nothing else. Man, I really wish I would have grabbed my better computer and brought that out here so we could have watched this fight a little bit.
Well, we're kind of watching it.
It's just freezing up, and then I'll watch 2 seconds of it, and then it freezes up. Looks like, according to these fake judges, well, I missed it. Someone's winning every round. Probably Tyson.
It
looks like he's just hitting the body is what I saw.
Yeah,
earlier.
But Roy Jones is looking pretty soft around the midsection. I bet those hurt.
Maybe he did that on purpose.
You
to
think?
To get a little bit of padding there. I don't fucking know.
You know what, though? What would be your price? In the prime, you're going to go in there and fight Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to just take a fucking shot to the arm and go down. You have to try.
Okay.
Bottom line is, you got to try till he fucking lands one of those haymakers and puts you in la-la land.
That's the first hit.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he might throw a jab first. You know what would scare me
that
more,
would take
than,
me out
more than that haymaker of Tyson's is that fucking monster uppercut. He used to throw. Yeah. It would hit you right in the bottom of the chin.
You'd
swear the head was just going to pop right off.
Yeah, fuck that.
What would your number be?
What do you mean, money? Money-wise?
Yeah. How much? If we want you to fight him, what's your number? Bottom number. Okay, you can't say a billion.
No, of course not. Come on. You're talking to.
Mine is 3 million.
Oh, wow.
I'd go in there for 3 million.
I love that you'd suck a dick for 10,000 bucks, but you would get $3 million to get punched by a hard hitter.
Sucking a dick's not going to kill you.
And neither is him punching you.
Fuck, one of those?
It could, but he's punched lots of men in his life. None of them have died.
Lots of professional fighters who have trained for years
I'm
to get
sure
hit in the head.
I'm sure he's punched some random retards, too.
Ooh, hard R.
That's his post-corona, Jason.
I'm fucking Boston accent.
I'm practically a patriot.
Let's not go too far.
No, I say
$3 million. And you know what? I think in my old age, my middle age, I think my gaiety numbers have changed a little bit.
Your gaiety?
Yeah. I don't think I suck a dick for 10 anymore.
Oh, okay. You've changed your number.
price goes up as cost of living goes up.
Fair enough. Inflation.
It was always 10,000 to give a BJ and 50 grand to take in the can.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed those numbers. 25 grand, I'll blow you, and I want 100K to take in the ass. Those are my numbers now.
100K. Well, to get back to the Tyson, I'd probably let Tyson punch me for 50 grand.
50 grand.
50 grand is a lot of money, man.
You could die with one of those. If he gets you in the temple.
I'm just not going to die. It's going to suck. I'll probably get knocked out.
Say that to Duke Koo Kim, who fucking 160-pound Ray Mancini killed in the fucking ring.
He probably punched him for an hour and a half.
He did. He did.
I'm talking about getting punched but once.
An hour and a half.
No one that's going to come. You glint your teeth, you just close your fucking eyes, and you fucking get punched.
I mean, I've been punched hard, and I've been knocked the fuck out, yeah. But it's not Tyson.
Oh, it's going to suck, dude. It's going to suck bad, but 50,000 is a lot of money, and he's just punched way too many people that haven't ended up fucking eating nothing but soup for the rest of their lives. They're fine.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'd be because first of all, those guys know how to defend a Mike Tyson punch.
They don't know how to defend it. Well, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying.
They know where to put their gloves to lessen the blow.
Well, a lot of times the knockout punchers boxer. They don't see coming. So
every fight I've ever been
in
has been a bar fight where everybody's throwing fucking haymakers and stuff.
I'm not a boxer either, but I'm just gritting my teeth and I'm fucking getting knocked out. That's all there is to it. I'm
you're
just
getting knocked into
out.
Fucking into but another I'll, world,
I,
man.
I believe that I will live. I mean,
look at that bare knuckle guy that's in a fucking coma right now because a guy punched him right in the fucking throat. Here's the worst part. This guy fucking, you hear about that?
Then I feel like Mike Tyson knows where to punch me, where I'm not going to die.
This bare knuckle fighter, because they've got this bare knuckle fighting league now over in Europe. It's fucking brutal. I mean, it is fucking brutal.
Roy Jones Jr. looks like he's going to die in between this round.
This guy comes in, hits this dude in the fucking throat, okay? Pisses the guy off. The guy comes back and kicks his ass and wins.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the fight, he's saying, hey, my fucking throat hurts. They go to the hospital. They fucking put him in a coma because they think he's going to die if they don't.
Mm.
Fuck that.
I agree.
Look at Roy. He's just going, just give me my check. I'm done.
Yeah.
Mike's not even breathing hard, man.
I think one of these guys took this fight a lot more serious than the other. But, hey, it's round six, and Roy Jones Jr. is still standing there. And everybody that thought Tyson was going to come out and just blast him, that didn't happen.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, really, two of the greatest ever. It's not like you could say, hey, Mike Tyson, we'll pay you $10 million to come in here and fight Larry Holmes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they're two of the greatest ever, but two of the greatest ever in different weight classes. I mean, I know Jones fought at heavyweight a couple times, but he was not a heavyweight fighter.
Yeah, Tyson.
But then again, Tyson's a small heavyweight, too, compared to a lot
was.
Of
always was, yeah. But, so. God, he fucking just chopped them all down.
Yeah, he was the man.
One at a fucking time, he was a man. All right, so how deep are we into this bitch?
We're about an hour 10. We can get to a would you rather or something of that nature, or unless you got something else.
Well, no, I just I want to let everybody know that they have to tune in next week because live on the show, we are going to be shaving Get Pussy 69. So you're actually going to see his face because we're not going to put a bag over half of his face.
We should.
He's going to get the full George Costanza fucking horseshoe. Hey, I want to tell you, the cuck thing?
Yeah.
Hey.
Back in business?
No, not only back in business.
A new wrinkle?
Did it without him there.
Was it even good then?
let me tell you.
That's just fucking
he wasn't there. He was out of town for what? Something.
Huh.
And called me over and said he's not
friend?
Here. No, she wanted him on video, and I said, no, I'm not good with that.
Oh, you don't want to be show up on the internet?
Just said he wanted her taken care of while he's gone. And no, wasn't nearly as good. She didn't put the effort in, the performance in that she normally would.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, it's still good, but it wouldn't, fuck better than he does. Who? You know what I mean? I need the cuck sitting there so I can kind of look and chuckle. That's what
funny.
I need.
That's became a thing for you. You didn't know that was going to be a thing, but that's became a thing. You take away the guy watching and you're just not as into it. No, that's just what you just said.
I've got my standards.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm not judging you. It's just you found out that's a thing. That's why you should never choke a bitch because you might find out you'd like it.
No, see, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to kill somebody. And to me, I'd be that guy who'd push just a little too hard. I would be.
I blacked out.
You know what I'm all about? Here's what I'm all about. I'm all about my theory on sexual activity is if it's going to suck or be boring, Why do it? I jerk off. So I try to go into every time I have sex, I try to go in best I can be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not going to do it.
Just don't even try.
No. So, you know, you want to get choked. Hey, who am I?
Petey Pop, motherfucker.
Yeah, who the fuck am I? So I'm, you know, I would want to, but then I'll realize, hey, I'm not going to fucking choke anybody, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to be shaving GP, who lost fucking two in a row. And, you know, when I asked him, I ran into him. I said, hey, you ready to get shaved live? And he goes, his exact response was, fuck him.
So you think he's actually going to pull through?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to question it at all. I think he's going to be here with bells on. I think the whole time we're shaving him, he's going to be doing this in the fucking camera.
Now, I have a clippers, but I don't have a straight razor.
I've got a beard trimmer, which would be great for the horseshoe. You got that?
Yeah, I got a beard trimmer. All right. And then
I'm going to bring a brand new Harry's razor over. Harry's razor's got the 4 or 5 blades.
Okay.
He's going to look good.
All right.
Now, chances are he's going to go home and shave it that very day.
Yeah. He's going to look funny even then.
Yeah, but the bottom line is we're going to shave it at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. and he's going to finish the show with that thing. So every time a camera goes to him.
No one knows who he is. He has that mask on.
He's not going to have a mask on this time. He can't. I mean.
How about we get that milkman box and just cut the eye holes out of the dog?
No, you can't see the head. We didn't need to see that fucking head. We need to see Costanza on the show.
You're right.
So, guys, this was our first show back, and we're glad that you came back and listened.
Ooh, someone gave Jones that last round.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Tyson fucking, $3 million. $3 million.
50,000.
See, that's fucking insane. 50,000's not paying medical bills, dude.
Maybe. I mean, maybe there's no medical bills.
You think you got some kind of iron fucking jaw?
No, I don't. I just think that most people can take a punch.
I've taken a lot of
boxing
punches.
Boxing gloves on, knowing that it's coming.
I've been knocked the fuck out by people that weren't Mike Tyson. They were just guys delivered
milk. I totally
milk.
Expect to be knocked the fuck out, but every time you get knocked out doesn't mean you have to go to the hospital. Just got a simple little concussion, you know.
Are you forgetting the part where I said, in his heyday?
I don't care. I have 50,000. Anyways, you got a would you rather?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. And this was one I was given to Girls Tonight, and I can renegotiate it for you, so go ahead.
You can renegotiate it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Our systems just suck these days, man.
Well, you're just going to have to fine-tune it. Now, this would you rather here, it's a little bit insensitive. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
A little insensitive, but to me, it's funny as fuck. And I want you to think about it. This one applies to men and women. You just have to put a different person in there. Because with me, as twisted and fucked up as I am, if I choose the second one, I'm laughing my ass off the whole fucking time. All right. I'm going to take a male or female that weighs approximately 500 pounds. Looks like a stack of truck tires when they're naked. Okay, just stinky and hairy. You know, the same one that I always like to throw in here. Stinky, hairy, and when they open their legs up, you got that real dark brown hue around the thigh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Which really fucking bugs me for some reason, because I've never had that even when I was real fat. Inside of their thighs are real dark, and the labia is a little dark. And okay, you're going to fuck this girl.
Labia.
Labia. You're going to fuck this just big, giant, hairy, stinky girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fuck her once a week. Okay. For a year, okay? Or twice a week for that same year, you have to go over and sponge bath a quadruple amputee. Now when I say no arms, no legs, I'm not talking at the knee. I'm talking at the shoulder and at the waist. This is so insensitive. It's so fucked up. But you're going to go to their house. They'll be on their little mat or whatever. Whatever they're on, you have to pick them up. You have to take off their clothes. You have to put them in the tub. You have to clean them all up real good. You have to, you know, manicure wherever you got a manicure. And then you have to powder them up, get them dressed, and put them back on the mat. I'm so sorry. I don't mean Matt. A bed. Okay.
Okay.
But you've got to bathe them like that right. twice a week.
And why do I got to powder them?
Because
you got no limbs. You need powder all of a sudden.
They need to be clean and dry.
What the fuck? Are they George Washington?
They need to be clean and dry. So you have to take their clothes off. You have to put them in the tub, give them a full bath, hair, everything. Then you got to powder them, put them back on, and you got to put them back in bed. But you got to do it twice a week for 6 months, or fuck the nasty hairy thing once a week for 6 months. Which one are you doing?
That's an easy choice. I'm obviously going to wash the paraplegics.
It's not a paraplegic. It's a quadruple amputee.
Whatever they are.
They got nothing.
They got nothing, but that makes it so easy. You just throw, they're like a fucking dish mat. You just put in there and you shake a couple times. You turn them over and shake a couple times.
Oh, no. Good bath.
They're getting out of there. That is a good bath for them. There's not much to work there. It's like working.
But aren't you going to go over there and either A, feel really bad that they don't have any limbs, or B, even worse, think, oh, my God, I'm going to start fucking laughing as soon as I'm doing this.
I just think it's an easy clean. It's like cleaning a fucking a cutting board, you know? You just one side each and one side each, and it's done. It's, you know, it's not like a normal chick would be like using some kind of spaghetti tongs or something. You got some Alfredo on it. You got to go over each leg with a fine comb. I mean, the fucking flat thing's easy. You just get it done.
Yeah, but you got to clean the butt and the groin area.
Clean the butt, fucking slap it in powder, apparently, because Thomas Jefferson's coming over with his wig.
All I'm saying is that it would be very weird to go over to a quadruple amputee's house and fucking, hey, I'm here, and pick up the little package.
The little package.
Put it in the tub and clean it off. And I'm not laughing at people that have lost limbs. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, to me, I would go over there and I would have this horrible guilt feeling every time I was there.
You wouldn't do a dance?
Well, no. I would feel bad for this person that they didn't have any limbs, but
look what I can do. Chicken dance.
It would be really hard for me to peel open the real dark brown area of the groin. That really bothers me because I don't know why it turns brown.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the big girl. You're not talking about the amputee.
I'm saying that I could probably suck up the big girl if I had to, and I mean, this girl's not big.
This girl's
a fucking house,
man.
So
I'm saying you described the brown area on the big girl that you had to fuck. You didn't describe the brown on the fucking amputee.
Amputee ain't got no brown.
Oh, exactly. Well, so it's not a big deal.
So you're going with the double amputee.
Yeah.
Or the quadruple amputee.
Quadruple, all of them. There's nothing there. I have to pick them up by their fucking nipples and the ass skin. You know?
That one was wrong, and I do apologize.
To who?
Any quadruple amputees out there, I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
I didn't mean
it. We got a quadruple amputee fan. I'll send you a fucking fake leg. One. They're expensive.
Hey, I think it's going to be a little too late for us to do our fundraiser.
Yeah, I know. It does suck.
It does suck, but we'll come up with another good one. And
so, in other words, fuck those kids for Christmas, but I did lose some money by not working for 2 weeks, so go ahead and send it my way. Jason Bauman, 517, Cash App, Venmo, you know.
You fucking absolute no fucking filter on
shit.
You. Hey, fight's over.
Yeah, and
let's see who they gave it to.
No, Roy Jones Jr. looks like he's going to die regardless.
He does.
What's going on with that guy's hair? That's his mask.
And what were the rounds? Were 2 minutes?
Fine mustache on that ref. I thought they said they weren't going to have a winner. So they're just going to raise both of their hands?
No way.
And then give them a fucking participation trophy?
And then hand them their $10 million each.
No, they win the Black Lives Matter belt.
Do they really?
Yeah. I'm serious. It's some kind of weird Black Lives Matter.
In the last fight, they gave them fucking ribbons with medals on the end of them.
Hey, you know, I'm all about the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, but I dropped this. It was in the hood, and I dropped this dinner out, and these people came out and met me, and it was a white person, nerdiest looking white person, but in head to toe Black Lives Matter clothes. And it just cracked me up. I was like, you're doing this for perseverance, aren't you there, buddy, trying to live in this fucking neighborhood?
Yeah.
He's got the full outfit on him. He had the pants, or they were like shorts and a top.
Did he have a sign in his yard?
Everything. No, they didn't have a yard.
Oh, apartment.
Yeah, it was a little shitty area, like Fairmont or some shit like that.
Well,
oh, beautiful South Fairmont. I don't know if you've been over in that area, but
where is that?
It's like if you're going, you're crossing the what is that, the levee or whatever in the Price Hill,
mm-hmm.
the viaduct.
Yeah,
if you get off there and you turn hard right.
Oh, that's Fairmont.
Yeah, yeah. You don't ever want to go there. You're not welcome.
No, I'm not welcome.
You don't got the kind
I
of
would
drugs.
Be if I wore the fucking all Black Lives Matter garb.
Maybe. That guy, he looked very happy. He tipped me well. It was good for him, but I just cracked up when I seen him walking out of his house.
What did he get?
This guy's just trying not to get a fucking wedgie.
Where was his order from?
Where was his order from? The Eagle, I believe. I took like 4 from the Eagle tonight.
What's the Eagle?
Fried chicken downtown. Good shit.
You took 4 from down there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, Vine Street's a hot one.
Is it?
There. That's how you get the good ones. God, I got to game you on this shit, man. You can make some more
money.
No,
I do pretty good on this.
I'm just fucking with you. All right.
I try to stay on my side of town, but it never ends up that way.
I try to stay on the not on your side of the town. I always end up over there. So that's kind of funny the way that works.
Yeah, it is.
Just because it's far away.
Episode 57. We just wanted to get our feet wet again. And our production sucked dick.
Yeah, power through. We had some issues, obviously, with some cameras, with some audio. I don't know if the video people are going to notice it as much, but when I have to do the audio cut, people that just listen to this might sound a little bit different. We'll see.
Hey, and by the way, for our pal Scott, hey, Scott, listen, I just heard on the news on the way over here that if you're over 6'4" and you don't have any hair, you got a really good chance of dying from the virus. So I'm going to grab 9 of my friends and we're going to come over to your house tonight. All right, I'm going to grab 9 of my buddies. We're going to come over and we're going to make sure that you, my friend, stay safe.
Hey, you know what I am going to do, though? This week, I'm going to reach out to our buddy Joe. Also had caught the Rona at one time, and he told me that you can give plasma at $100 per shot.
I've heard
If you had the Rona. So you just had to bring your positive test to him. So I will be out there giving plasma this week, twice this week. $200, you can do it 8 times a month, twice a week. That's a lot of fucking money. That's $800 I'm going to make in December just giving some plasma out. And maybe saving a motherfucking life, because that's the kind of person I am. I'm a Rona survivor. You know how those ladies always come out and say
I don't
survivors?
Think that's the case anymore.
What? Fuck you.
With the vaccine around the corner,
they
I don't
still need
think...
me. They still need me. Someone else is going to do some other kind of fucking studies. They need my plasma.
They need you to suck 10 dicks is what they need.
No, Scott's got to suck the dicks. I already had the Rona. I don't need to suck the dicks.
Hey, Scott, man.
But I have the antibodies, all right? I have the antibodies. I'm a survivor. Let's go on.
I have a feeling that if you put fucking organ donor on your fucking thing.
I don't put organ donor on
Let's
my thing.
Say you did put organ donor. Okay, yeah. you're gonna fucking die. And then the fucking mortician is going to go, organ donor? Yeah, right. Just go ahead. Stick him in the box.
Yeah, right. Rona, man. Now, I think my shit's all fucked up, too. Yeah. I still feel it in my lungs. You guys are all going to get it, though. Shit sucks. You'll live.
What did he say?
Scott's going to shoot anybody that shows up. All right. He's not sucking that dick. So.
Hey, we want you to be safe. I do. I care about you.
Yeah, I mostly do.
Over 6'3" with no hair, you're at the highest risk.
Yep, it's true. And obviously, he's very white, so he doesn't get that vitamin D like he needs.
Nope, I'm going to bring 9 of my buddies over, and you're just going to fucking do what it needs to do to protect yourself.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. All right.
You're going to start with me.
We done for the week?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we'll see you fuckers next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Talk to you next week when we'll be shaving Get Pussy 69.
Yep, making him one bald pussy. All right.
I wear my wife's when I go to the town. You think it's gross when I'm wearing her pantyhose. You call me sick and you call me a clown. I think I might have human tonight. To come to me cause I'm coming to you. I think I might have you for a bite. I'm gonna cook me up some He-Man stew. Cause transvestites can be cannibals too. And I'll feel better after I eat you. Cause I hate people when they're not polite. If you end up on my table then it serves you right. I was young, and I wore my sister's clothes. I liked to paint my nails, and I had secrets no one knows. But now that I'm grown up, I cook dinner for my wife. I still carry my sister's clothes. people, 'cause I ain't popular. I'll eat these words tomorrow, 'cause I'm bipolar. It's okay to be different, unless you're all by yourself. You think you're so fucking special. I just don't understand the reason why I sin. Why can't I be a bigger man and walk away when you tear me down and make me feel like I'm worth nothing? But then again, I'm sure that you deserve what you be getting. And when I was young, I wore my sister's clothes. I liked to paint my nails, and I had secrets no one knows. But now being tied up. Well, I don't like being me. You're so shallow-minded, you think I'm only what you see. Take me out of the herd and put me on display in front of your friends, not knowing that this mistake could lead to your miserable end. 'Cause I'm rude, I'm ugly, I'm everything you hate, and I'm here tonight put you on my plate. I don't care for your opinion, I don't want your point of view. Tonight